where Wolseley hippies and West End punks can get along. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
When the ending comes.
Night. Danger radio. Night.
Danger radio.
Night.
Tune in every Tuesday night starting at midnight to 3 o'clock in the morning to Night Danger Radio on CKUW.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
Mike and Chris, the two princes, like each other a lot. One day they decided they should give radio a shot.
On CKUW
95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
We tell some jokes, inspire folks to truly harness in.
And if you haven't heard the show, well, where the heck you been?
Are you giving your 10%?
Neck is of today.
Where'd you go?
It's coming up.
The best part of the show is that nobody's listening, so we can say most anything.
Nobody's there.
Nobody cares. We're all gonna die
someday.
This is our show and nobody's listening.
Welcome to another live edition of Two Princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
And we are here today to rock your socks off with the wonderful tunes and tales of the Forgotten Generation. You know which one I'm talking about. You probably woke up this morning and be like, how did my generation get forgotten? That's right, we're talking about you. We are here to celebrate you and all your forgotten glory, because, you know, lest we forget that the world is a vampire sent to drain, but we are standing up against it, folks. You, me, Deep Blue Sea, and the Forgotten Generation of...
Is that what the lyric is? Sent to drain?
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought it was set to drain.
Oh. I don't know. Let's see.
Could be either one.
Both work well.
Yeah, I like that when lyrics have different meanings, or like could be two different things.
Yeah,
and
they both work.
And they both work.
Yeah, it's nice when they sound alike.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Homonyms? Are that what it is?
I don't know.
Who knows? If you out there know what the word is we're looking for, please don't bother calling. We're not going to answer the phone. We are not here.
Yeah.
We're purposely ignoring your call. But the phone number is on the website. We're not going to give it to you because, again, we're not here. So deal with it.
Yeah, deal with it, man.
Deal with it. Take your opinions, shove them deep down inside of you, and never let them out. Because just as no one is listening to us, we are listening.
That's why people want to talk about opinions, because all the stuff that makes them have these opinions, they don't really want to talk about that stuff, because that's the stuff they shoved away.
Yeah.
So they talk about the opinions instead.
Yeah, the opinions that were formed by that's, all the stuff that they shoved.
Yeah, yeah, but the opinions are much easier to express.
Yeah.
So, you know, get right with yourself, and then your opinions will matter less.
Yeah.
It's that easy, folks.
It's that easy. It's just like...
So just do it.
Do it. Like, you know? I don't know why you're not doing it right now. Like, it's hard to sit here and watch the world just cycle through this giant mess of unimportant opinions all the time. As if they're gospel, which is really a meaningless thing, because let's be real, the gospel, Who even talks about that nowadays? Walked by a church the other day on, like, Tuesday, and there was nothing going on.
Wow.
I know.
That sure says it all right there.
Tuesday, rush hour, nothing going on.
Nothing going on at the church. How can I believe that's true?
Where is God during rush hour? Probably watching the movie Rush Hour on Netflix. I'm sure it's on Netflix in some country.
Did you watch the big UFC?
No. Did you hear that Trump got really mad at the Weather Channel?
He got mad at the Weather Channel?
Yeah, the Weather Network was predicting the weather, doing what the Weather Channel does. But because it predicted rain in D.C. that day, he thought they were being petty. He thought they were being bitter and angry and vengeful and trying to ruin his birthday extravaganza. When they were just predict, and he tweeted about this, when they were just predicting the weather. And you know what happened that night? It rained.
Yeah.
Just like they predicted it would, because that's what the Weather Network does, is it predicts the weather. And let's be real, the Weather Network is, the people who predict the weather are rarely right, but they were right this time.
It's hard to be right because the weather's so unpredictable nowadays. Yeah.
But, like, yeah, Trump accused them of trying to sabotage his
well, here's birthday. Here's what it is. It's anything in the media that goes against his ultimate plans.
Yeah.
So and he doesn't discriminate. Like it's whatever is up against his.
I'm excited for him to take plans. Them to court and sue them for billions of dollars for predicting the weather.
Yeah.
Because it was a personal affront to him.
But they were right, though.
Yeah, well, of course they were right. They're, you know, a broken clock is right.
They're meteorologists.
They're meteorologists. They study meteorology. They're meteorologists.
Why is it called that?
Because of, like,
what does it have to do with meteors?
I guess, you know, weather is a space-style phenomenon.
Oh, I just realized that's pretty clever. They have that sandwich at the Boston Pizza.
Oh, the meteor?
Yeah, but it's like, it's meteor.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Oh, wow.
I just thought it was like a reference to a meteorite.
Oh.
But it's meteor.
Yeah, it's got more meat.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, with Arby's, like, they have more meats now? Like, is that a good thing?
I mean, do we want more Arby's meat in this world?
What's with Arby's? Like, why do people hate it so much?
Well, it's not good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, it's never been good.
Right.
It's cheese whiz and low-quality shaved roast beef.
Right.
Or ham, I guess they also have. On a pretty formless bun. Like, the fact that people celebrated when it was reopening is kind of silly.
Well, it's
like, we've all forgot what Arby's is.
Well, it's like, it's fun because you have to eat, like, I think it's because people like going on trips. So it reminds them of going on a trip, because before, like, when Arby's wasn't here, like, you had to go to Regina.
Yeah.
And people love going on trips to Regina, so...
So
going to Arby's now, it reminds them of going on a trip to Regina, but then when they get there, they're reminded of the fact that going on a trip to Regina really isn't...
I feel like going to Arby's... And, it's like taking the two really bad things and just romanticizing them to the point of, like, oh, why did we like any of this?
Arby's, the trip to Regina of restaurants. What's another one that sucks? That's the mood I'm in today.
Yeah, everything sucks.
Small manageable resentments, you know?
Yeah.
I can't do much about the big things, you know? Yeah. But I do need a place to put my rage.
Yeah.
So.
And to be fair, Arby's does have the spiral fries, which are nice.
Yeah, but I can get those across the street at Pal's.
Yeah, nice. McCain Super Fry Spirals.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good. I should get those again. I always forget that as an adult, I could just buy spiral fries anytime.
I know.
I can go to the store.
Ice cream for dinner.
I can do these things.
Remember when on Full House when DJ visited her friend who moved out when he was 17.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can eat ice cream for dinner.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. And we forget this as an adult because we still end up having, you know, putting vegetables on our plate when we're cooking dinner. And it's like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
You know, we now...
Are vegetables even keto? Like,
they're not keto at all.
Are they not?
I don't know. I don't think so. They probably are.
Is that still around?
I assume keto's around still. Yeah, I think vegetables are keto. The greens are keto. I don't think tomatoes are keto, although tomatoes are fruit.
But, like, it's like an unformed... It's like a half-formed statement. Like, key to what? They're not telling us.
Yeah.
I like that, though. It gives you the opportunity to figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, the keto diet is a keto everything.
So they're just saying it's a diet, but they're not saying what it's the key to.
No.
So are they pretty much just saying eat whatever you want?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let that be your key to true...
So if everybody's out there listening, like carbs, that's keto.
Yeah, carbs are keto. Cholesterol is keto.
I think it is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it might be.
I think keto diet is just eat like a stick of butter for dinner.
Yeah,
I love how these things are like. So much of what is espoused as gospel,
yeah,
is just stuff that works for a person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I know people that go on the carnivore diet.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, that seems like too much meat. But, like, maybe their DNA is more akin to just, like, a lion or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, like, that's cool. Like, humans and animals are the same, you know, in some ways. So, yeah, maybe... So that works for you. But, like, I don't know. It doesn't necessarily work for me, so I'm trying this stuff. And it doesn't work, but so like it's my fault, I guess.
Yeah, you're just not good enough at.
Didn't Jordan Peterson do the carnivore diet and he was all about it, but then he got sick?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That sounds like something he'd do.
Yeah.
And then somehow he'd absolve himself of the responsibility for making himself sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's someone else's fault for convincing him that the
right
carnivore diet is something he should do.
Yeah.
Climate change, we don't know if anything we're doing is working to help climate change, so why try anything at all, you know?
Yeah.
Let the world burn. Because who knows what we can do.
Yeah. That's
Jordan Peterson.
He said that? Yeah. A lot of people say that.
Michael B. Jordan Peterson.
Yeah. I guess if it's funny though with like how much of trying to do the right thing is can be about how you appear.
Yeah.
Like if you completely take any kind of virtue signaling or ego or like wanting to impress people or show people that you're better than them out of quote-unquote doing the right thing, like, do you think people would have less drive to do the right thing?
Probably.
It's too bad.
You know, it's hard to do things for their own sake. Especially when the right thing is always the hard thing. That sucks that the right thing is always...
It doesn't always have to be.
But it always is.
I guess.
It doesn't have to be. But it is.
What if the right thing is just eating a stick of butter? That's pretty easy.
I don't know. Have you ever tried to eat a whole stick of butter?
No.
It's not easy.
I guess it's not very easy.
You're better off just like melting it down and drinking it like coffee. Buttery coffee. Have you ever had like that, whatever the coffee that
yeah.
you put the butter in?
Yeah, it's pretty good actually.
Yeah.
You tried it?
Yeah.
What's it called again?
It's like Olivato or something.
Soldier coffee?
Soldier coffee.
Or no, it's got some kind of turbo.
It's like Oli something.
You ever try one of those affogato, like the coffee and butter and ice cream?
No.
I want to try that.
Feels like it'll just be warm ice cream or cold.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's kind of like it's an espresso and then there's ice cream. I think it's kind of like a very enhanced version of putting cream and sugar in your coffee.
Nice. I'm for it. Man, have you ever gone to Doug and Betty's?
Is it good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
That's some good ice cream. And their food? Holy smokes.
Really?
One of the best club sandwiches in town.
Well, then.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I'd recommend.
And they make the ice cream?
They make good ice cream.
Wow.
Good ice cream. I'd recommend. And you get to be on Marion and Demuron, which is a lovely place to be.
Yeah.
Get to be right by the Dairy Whip.
Yeah, you could argue that, like, some of the things that we have that we've been able to invent because of innovation and the need for satisfying sensory appeal, like ice cream. You could argue that like human beings shouldn't know about ice cream.
Yeah, there's no reason for us to know that if you put rock salt in with cream and sugar.
But then you could also say that that is one of the finest things that we've invented, and because there's ice cream in the world, that it's a better place.
Yeah.
You know?
Cheese is a similar thing. Let cheese get fully rotten in the throat and brine. Pickle it up. Any fermentation process, it's completely unnatural. It's like, how did we discover that we should do this?
Cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, like cheese, yeah.
Yeah, you know, milk gets bad. That's supposed to be bad. Then you let it get really bad, and then it's cheese.
Well, I think it happened probably because, like, we would never invent cheese now.
No.
Because we throw everything away.
Yeah.
So it came out of a time when people experimented.
Yeah, so folks, when you are cleaning out your ears with whatever product you use to clean out your ears, and hopefully it's not Q-tips, I can't stress enough how bad cotton swabs are for your ears. I mean, I could stress it enough. I don't really know the math behind it. But people have been telling me this for a while. But when you're cleaning your ears, instead of throwing it out, see what you can do by putting it in with some preservatives and pickled stuff and see what fermented earwax.
Yeah, you might invent a new type of thing.
Yeah, and some hippie will think it goes good on popcorn, like nettles.
Yeah?
If you are a hippie who likes to put nettles on popcorn, or talking about putting nettles on popcorn, get a life, man. Get a life. If you bike on the road on Westminster, even though there's a perfectly good bike lane on Westminster... Get a life, man. I'm talking about one person right now, and I can't believe I still think of him sometime, but I was just so disturbed to hear that this guy, and don't get me wrong, he's been accused of some rotten stuff lately, but if I could throw my hat in the ring as for outing this person for the monster that they are, they put nettles on popcorn and proselytize about the value of putting nettles on popcorn.
What are nettles again? Like
it's a vegetable thing. Well, not a vegetable.
Aren't they like doesn't it hurt to eat them though?
I think so. With a name like nettles, it makes me think of needles.
Yeah.
So they're probably the needly part of some. They're probably a needly foliage of some kind.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never tried it out. I probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
So
that's my one regret from when things were going out about this person. I didn't go on the chats and just pile on with the nettles. They put nettles on popcorn.
Yeah.
I think that would have cost him the love of the one person who stuck beside him. I assume somebody did. It's weird how people will stick beside monsters who managed to keep his deepest, darkest secret. Deep and dark.
The nettles. Yeah.
It's about priorities. Don't ruin popcorn.
Yeah.
And people who think that popping popcorn on the stove versus in the bag with the buttery salt stuff on it already, I have a hard time agreeing when they say it's better this way.
Mm.
I'm a popcorn bag kind of guy. And I'll accept that there's been if you think that air popping on your own is on a stove is better for whatever, due to whatever upbringing you received as a child, whatever trauma you had to experience to get there, I will accept that one as your truth. You're wrong.
You're saying microwave popcorn is better?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
You got the bag, it's got the butter, it's got the salt, it's got everything you need. You pop it in the microwave, wait until it stops popping for 2 seconds, pull it out, put it in a bowl, perfectly seasoned, every popcorn kernel having perfect amount of butter and salt. What more can you want?
Yeah, it is nicely popped, but I've had better popcorn.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Disagree to disagree.
That's fair. I think that's a nice way to leave it. We're the two princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
Thank you.
we're back. Mm-hmm. We have solved the debate on popcorn. Humanity will reign.
Yeah, we both like popcorn.
We both like popcorn.
Isn't that the lesson there? We both like popcorn, yeah. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. Because, like, we spend so much time picking apart at our differences when there's always a common element. You know, you like Coke, I like Pepsi.
I like Pepsi.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Oh, I was worried.
I know. As nice as a person can be, some things, man.
Yeah, like, I'm so glad you like Pepsi. I was going to try to, you know, soften that, because mm-hmm. that's a hill for me.
Mm-hmm.
I would die on that hill.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you like Pepsi.
Yeah.
We can be friends again. I mean, I was going to keep bearing it down just because I value you so much as a person. I was willing to let it slide because, you know, sometimes I don't know what happened to you to bring you to whatever opinions you like. Like, if you like Coke at home, again, I don't know what you've been through.
I mean, some people's just... Maybe that just tastes better to them.
Or they grew up just drinking McDonald's Coke and glass bottle Coke. Which, if those are your only experiences of Coca-Cola...
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, in the...
Glass bottle Coke.
Yeah, and the fountain.
And the fountain McDonald's fountain Coke.
Yeah. It's very, very good.
Yeah. Pepsi, any Pepsi can't... No Pepsi can hold a candle to those. But if you're getting it from a can or a plastic bottle... Oh! A cold can of Pepsi?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing better.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing better. So you guys at home, if you have a Pepsi in your fridge, crack one open and pour one out for the homies.
Mm-hmm.
And let the ants get in. Because, you know, we got to remember that the ants do a good job for something or other, I think. They're an important part of any ecosystem. And it's important to feed them. So feed your ants Pepsi. Because... Ants are too good for Coke. If you start feeding your aunts Coke, then they'll marry your uncles. And your uncles are often full of really strange opinions. At least my uncles are.
Yeah?
No, my uncles are pretty cool. Well, no, my one uncle is crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an article about my one uncle being the worst human alive on the planet.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, man, it's... I was looking him up the other day, and it was just like, Terry Kilray, worst human on the planet. And
That was an article?
An article,
what
yeah.
What did he do?
He ran for mayor in Ottawa.
Oh, I remember about this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ran for mayor in Ottawa under the, you know, stance that he's just gonna get rid of bilingualism, and that's it. And almost won. And then when he went to run again...
He ran for mayor of Ottawa.
Yeah. And then he ran for another spot in government, and he made a backdoor deal that he would drop out of the race.
Yeah.
In exchange for a position in, I think, the parole board or something.
Okay.
And then when he dropped out of the race and, endorsed this other person, when the dust settled, there was no position for him in the parole board.
Okay.
And then there became... There was some sort of a hatchet job, and he spent the 2010s in court for trying to sue somebody and then getting sued himself, and then there were criminal proceedings, and it was just wild. He was just a greasy politician, apparently. And it was so, so well known in some political industries that he was the... There was a legitimate article about how he was the worst human on the planet.
Hmm.
Which is cool.
Can we have him on our show?
Maybe. No, he doesn't talk to me.
Okay.
The only time I ever came out of his mouth was when he was trying to piss off my dad.
Okay.
And my dad was like, "You don't like anybody." And then he would be like, "I like Chris." And he knew that would get my dad angry because at that time, my father didn't like Chris. So my uncle would use me as a needle.
Wow.
To needle at my dad.
Well, you don't need him around.
Don't needle him around.
Yeah.
Don't nettle him around.
Yeah. Exactly.
Messing up my popcorn.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. I read an article about how, like, Katy Perry is now just, like, telling the world that she's in love with Justin Trudeau or whatever.
Oh, yes.
And I read some article from somebody saying that that's just horrible, and you should never tell anyone that you love someone, never express your love to someone. And it's just like, come on now. Why are we so jaded that we have to attack someone for having big feelings, you know? Like, leave Katie alone.
Yeah, but remember the last time that happened? It was Tom Cruise jumping all over this couch on Oprah?
I think that was, like, you know, you're telling me you've never felt a love so great that you just want to jump on a couch on national television and just scream to everyone that you love this person so much? Like, are you telling me that if the opportunity never arose, you've never had a love that would lead you to do that, given the smallest prompt?
I think that's a really unfair question, because it makes me think if you're only, you know, really in love if you would be able to do that.
I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with being able to maintain composure. I'm not saying that, but is he really less of a person because he was unable to maintain composure for this love so great? Like, I understand now. Like, now I understand why Tom Cruise would jump on couches. You know, I get it. You know, love is amazing. It makes you do crazy things. It just happened to be that his fell on the biggest daytime television show on the planet.
But is Tom Cruise in love with Katy Perry or
Katie Holmes?
Katie Holmes, or is he in love with himself?
I mean, I think at the time he was in love with Katie Holmes.
Okay.
I'd assume so. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure he masturbates enough on his movies that he doesn't need to do it on national television.
Right.
I don't think he was jumping on the couch for his own sake. It wasn't a good PR move.
Right.
It didn't do him any wonders.
Good for him. You know what?
He was just in love and he wanted everyone to know. And it's like, you know, yeah.
But
what's wrong with that?
I would think that...
The only other issue is that the last time she fell over the moon in love with someone, it was for Russell Brand.
Oh, Katy Perry?
Katy Perry.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think with... what's his name? With Tom Cruise, though. I don't know. If I were in that situation, I would be like... Wouldn't he be worried that it would be embarrassing for Katy Perry, for Katie Holmes?
I don't know.
Isn't it kind of embarrassing?
I don't know. To be loved. So, I mean, he's the one who's making an idiot of himself, and she's just, she gets to know that she's loved.
But he's
like, so much by.
She's loved so much that he acts like,
in the world.
Like a lunatic on TV.
Why not?
Yeah, I guess so.
Who's to say that that's embarrassing?
Yeah.
And if that's embarrassing to just be so happy.
Right.
Then we need to, like, stop and look at ourselves, man.
Yeah.
Why are we shutting down our happiness because of way we appear to others?
Yeah. Maybe it's like, I wish I could feel that way. You know?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I don't give any opportunity. I would jump on a couch right now.
Good. You should do it.
I'm going to. And plus, he's probably really using the... He probably could have just stood and said it as like a solemn vow, but
yeah.
The jumping and standing on a couch helped him feel taller.
It was a great moment that we're still talking about.
Right now.
There's a lot of different ideas about it, and whatever your take is, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think most of the time when people have opinions about things, it's, maybe there's a part of me that's like, wow, maybe I've never felt that way.
Yeah.
Whereas, and with this woman, she's like, what did she say about, you shouldn't...
Well, she was just like, you know, you shouldn't have such big feelings in declaring love at such an early time in the relationship, as if there's a right time to feel.
Well, I mean, first of all, there's no need to go out and put, like, people I don't know. I just... I don't really understand why anybody goes out and states their opinion publicly.
Well, I mean...
Not Katy Perry.
Yeah.
This woman. This person criticizing her. Like, why did she feel the need to say that?
She got paid for an online article.
Oh, it was an online article.
These stupid, clickbaity...
Right.
Nonsensical articles where people just...
So we're sitting here talking about it and being annoyed. That's why that article exists.
Yeah, it's just to annoy us and make me feel bad for Katy Perry because everyone's going after her because they don't know love and they're just going to be sad forever writing their stupid little articles on the internet that I'm going to spend approximately three minutes reading. Mm-hmm. That as per what the...
So you're the one that read it, so you're the sucker.
I am the sucker. There's a sucker born every minute.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucker is me.
We're the two princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
We'll be back, suckers.
Well...
your house. Every night I'd look up at your window. The light was on. I saw your silhouette on the blind. Do you think of me? Do I ever cross your mind? Do I ever cross your mind? Although we only met one time, I can't forget the feeling that came. Like to think that we could be together forever.
Yeah. I see life across me.
I'm happy for you, man.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Maybe I can... I'll have to get a video of you jumping on my couch. It might break it, but maybe I need a new couch.
So. Oh, I don't want to break your couch.
No.
And it would break it.
Yeah.
I'm.
Well, it's not because of you. It's just I don't think it's a very strong couch.
No. And it's probably a little bit because of me.
I know, I'm just...
You're very nice to try to help me out. I appreciate it, and I'm sorry I should cut your attempt to be kind at the knees. But that's just the kind of guy I am, just a knee cutter. You saw the movie Wrist Cutters. Now we have knee cutters.
What's that?
Oh, you haven't seen the movie Wrist Cutters?
No.
Me neither, actually. But it was some sort of a kitschy indie film from the mid-2000s trend of kitschy
indie films. I'm watching the new season of Euphoria. Have you ever watched that show?
I have not watched Euphoria.
It's very good.
Yeah? It's a new season good?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I liked it. They film it on real film, too.
Oh, nice.
And I really do think it makes a difference. Yeah, of course, I didn't think about it until I saw filmed on Kodak at the credits, but I don't know. I don't care what people say. I think there's a difference.
Yeah.
Just something about, just the fact that, and with photography as well, yeah, of course, if you want to capture a moment, you can use your phone and you can get a good picture.
Yeah.
But people can't afford film and photographers use digital cameras and they look really good, of course. And expressing yourself, whatever tools you have, that's mm-hmm. great. That's what you have. And you use what you have. And if people can't afford film or don't want to use film, that's fine. But there is something about just the simple fact that film is the light going on to a thing as opposed to a code.
Yeah.
I think there's something to it.
Probably.
I think a lot of movies these days are very badly lit as well.
Yeah.
Everything looks like some kind of weird... It looks like everything's done with LED fluorescent kind of lights. And, I saw this thing about how the last really well-lit movie was the movie Drive with Ryan Gosling, because that was before they replaced all the streetlights to LED lights.
Yeah.
So.
LED is a devil.
I mean, it spells part...
Yeah, if it's backwards, it spells... You just miss... You're just missing the IV.
The four. Whoa. An IV is going straight to your veins.
Yeah, man. So the LED is the devil going straight to your veins.
Missing going straight to your veins.
Yeah.
So it's it's the devil without a soul.
Yeah, it's a soulless devil.
Yeah.
And... How does it feel to just be so consumed in your everyday by a devil without a soul? You've heard a devil without a name or whatever. But no, a devil without a soul. Just crying out, being like, why? The one downside of the scientific age for the devil is that everyone stopped having a soul. We've all just become part of our... Part of the matrix, part of the algorithm. We're all our own little piece of algorithm that we're just running our code in the same little spaces every day. And there's no soul there. There's not even soul music anymore. Because, I don't know.
Is that a genre of music, though?
Soul music?
Yeah.
It used to be. But it isn't there anymore. Because it's all digital. There's no such thing as a digital soul.
So that means that any music recorded after 1997 is not, it sucks.
Yeah, well, it doesn't suck. It just has no soul.
Right.
It's like those old super clean Russian pop songs from the 80s and 90s. Have you ever heard Russian pop from the 80s and 90s? It was so lush.
It's good.
It was so, like, it was so overproduced and perfect and no hard lines. And just, like, perfect square boxes.
Right.
And for a second, it's like, oh, this sounds really neat. And then it's like, oh, this is awful.
I do appreciate the work of Frank Farian.
Yeah.
Like, the guy that did Boney M. and Milli Vanilli.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he was, interesting guy, but man, what a producer.
Yeah.
You know, like the, you know, Boney M, right?
Yeah.
So you know that voice, like the guy, like, so Milli Vanilli was just,
that guy produced the music.
He produced the music and he hired all these people. Yeah.
He hired models to be the front people.
So. Yeah. And the guys could kind of sing, but they weren't allowed to sing.
Yeah.
Cause they weren't good enough. Yeah, I watched a documentary about it. And the sad thing is, like, they sort of forced them to agree to it.
Yeah.
And then him and his, like, team, they knew that once these guys got a taste of success, they would just keep going along with it.
Yeah.
And be fine. Not necessarily fine with it, but, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's very greasy. But man, you listen to like the production on some of that Boney M stuff and like Rasputin.
Yeah.
The bass just pumps, man.
Yeah.
Like good bass though. Not like this kind of like overwhelming bass.
Yeah.
You know. You know what I saw the other day that was really good, Stiff Wiggle.
Yeah.
Have you seen them before?
Yeah, yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
It's great songwriting. I mean, it's a good song can kind of, you can always tell if it's a good song no matter how it's presented. Also, the way, like, the mastery of the instruments and the synths and,
yeah.
And the, yeah, I don't know. I really like what they're doing, so.
That's great.
Yeah. Every once in a while, you go to a show and have a nice time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, yeah. I think something I've worked on a lot that I probably still need to work on is like being jealous.
Yeah.
Like if somebody's really good.
Yeah.
I know that if they're great, I will like it.
Yeah.
And appreciate it. And if I dispel that urge to be jealous of it, then it actually makes me better.
Yeah, it'll add value to your life because you found a new thing that you enjoy.
And then I can be inspired.
Can enjoy,
and then I can be inspired by it instead of being like,
meh.
I gotta figure out a way to be better than that or just pretend it's not good.
Yeah.
Because I'm threatened, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, ultimately, like, I'm very jealous of your back pain.
Yeah.
Because it gives you a reason
and all we need is a reason, and my reason is back pain. So yeah. All you out there, please go out and find your back pain.
Yeah.
And explore your back pain and squeeze out every last drop of good that you can get from your back pain. Because the back pain is what moves us. It's what moves through us. It's what brings us all together and helps us collide into this collage of myriad frequencies.
Just don't go to Back Pain Island because they're making like a cauldron full of nettle popcorn over there.
Yeah, and that nettle popcorn will steal
your soul. LED IV.
Once upon a time, the devil went to Back Pain Island. Never came back.
Pain Island. We're the two princes on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
Perfect ending to a wonderful, perfect show.
Yeah, but we still got to do this for a little bit longer.
Yeah, the clock continues. So you guys got to feel like you had reached the end of this show, and alas, now we have 20 bonus minutes of 45 bonus minutes of however long the bonus minutes are of unreleased deleted scenes. You can consider this deleted scenes of the Two Princes episode this week. Could you imagine if we just did some random audio snippet thing of us just making random noises as if these are bloopers that nobody can see because, like, obviously it's radio. But, yeah, that'd be such a silly thing for someone to do. Hank Williams. But, yeah. So what's your most traumatic experience this week?
This week?
Mm-hmm. I figure people have endless trauma all the time.
Like that actually happened. I mean, I was in like a trauma training thing. So
oh, yeah.
I heard a lot about stuff. But like, you know, I mean, that can be a bit triggering, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, it wasn't too bad.
That's good.
I mean, I do, you know, I will, like, usually coming home from work or a thing like that, like, I'll... There'll be a bit of, like, negativity that I kind of have to let go of. It takes a little while.
Yeah.
You know? But... The week start. Are you talking about like this last week?
Sure.
I'll think of something. Like, I'm gonna think of something later, probably.
Yeah, probably. You're gonna be like, oh yeah, I got stabbed on Thursday.
What about you?
Oh, I don't even know. I'm currently on a week's vacation because not last Thursday, but the Thursday before that, I had a complete mental breakdown at work.
What do you mean?
Oh, it was just bad. I just, like, completely shut off and had a horrible time. Just the series of panic attacks. I actually had to book off the next day because I just couldn't take it anymore.
Oh, no.
'Cause my fragile emotional core just wouldn't let me go.
Did you do anything or
no,
you just kind of like,
I'm too old to do anything, period.
No, I mean, like, at work, did anything happen?
No, nothing happened.
You were just feeling overwhelmed and
I
had to go home?
I didn't get to go home until the end of the shift, but I just had to deal with this just deep, unsettled core of just, like, I'm losing my mind.
Well, that sucks.
And it was wild.
Yeah.
It was wild. Oh, man, my child hitting puberty.
How old is he?
Almost 15.
Is the voice changing now?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
That's how I noticed it. It was just like, oh, wow, your voice
you just
is...
go, ah.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a...
Cool.
Yeah. Sounding,
good for him.
Yeah, he's sounding obnoxious like his dad.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm. It was very cute. I found it, noticed it on Friday and was like, oh... That's so nice. You miss these things when kids grow up.
What do you mean?
I don't remember what he sounded like when he was young anymore. You forget to cherish the time you have with loved ones. It's not that bad.
Are you doing better this week?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, was anything in particular?
No,
nothing
in particular, although my band is falling apart, but...
What do you mean?
Oh, we have a ringer drummer this week for the show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, if you guys are doing anything on Saturday, come to the public domain. Check out Grotel Cove Under and Empaths and Retrograde.
I thought... Oh, so you have a different... Who's playing?
His name's Kieran. He's in Boys Road and...
Okay.
Half Windsor and... He's a great drummer.
Cool.
So he's going to be doing the thing this time around just because... Something's going on with our normal drummer who's just not able to bring himself to practices and stuff. So there's been some internal panic and
okay, so
sort
there was,
of riding the storm.
So there was that?
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, not really.
Sorry, I was in a trauma-informed care workshop,
yeah,
so now I'm a therapist.
He's trying to therapize me.
Yeah.
But, like, I cannot be therapized. Last therapist I had, I just started dating them.
Really?
And then it broke their heart.
Really?
No, they weren't my therapist.
Okay.
They were a therapist. My
oh,
most recent ex was a therapist.
Okay.
Who found me just peculiar enough to date.
Yeah, an oddity.
I am an oddity.
Yeah.
An oddity, a hot commodity. Can you imagine? Do you know people who just start breaking out into random raps and conversation and stuff?
I do that sometimes.
Yeah. Nice.
But I mean, none of it really is. I'm not. Besides, like maybe finding a rhyme here and there, I'm not really trying to be clever.
Yeah.
So I'm better than that person.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all we have.
Yeah.
Okay? We need to feel better than somebody else.
Yes.
In order to get by in this world.
100%.
It's all we know.
All we know and all we have.
It's all we have. So, just pick things that aren't that important.
Mm-hmm.
Just, and you know what I mean? Because, like, there are, you know, fundamental things about me that are, you know, disturbing. But, like... At least when I rap, I'm not trying to take myself seriously.
Yeah.
You know.
That's another thing. Try to take nothing seriously.
You know, I may have ever-present guilt that just may never go away. I can barely open a bag of chips without finishing it.
Oh, I know, it's so tempting because they're right there all the time and just a couple chips here and there becomes you know, it's so easy to just shove them in your mouth, and then there's still the bag still there, and then you have to grab more of it. And then before you know it, it's like, well, I was hoping to have this bag for a while, but now the bag's basically empty. Might as well finish it.
But I don't think that's ever going to go away. So,
no.
Just got to pick something simple.
Yeah. And that is, your raps aren't serious.
Yeah.
You're not as serious. You're not going and dropping bars outside of music venues because you found out someone was a musician and you are some sort of independent rapper in the scene who just feels the need to freestyle off the dome, as they say, and have to tell me that their first, in your first line of your little rap is, this is off the dome, born without a home, wearing cheap cologne, gives me a little rash because I'm, you know, I'm sensitive to harsh chemicals. And everything kind of sucks.
And then it just turns into a monologue.
Yeah, just a monologue of trauma dumping. You think I care about your harsh chemical reaction? Deal with it. That sounds like an ish you, not an ish me. But alas, the world that we have to traverse and experience at all times, it's a black hole of marmalade.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten marmalade from a black hole?
No.
It's better on toast.
I have not. I don't know anything about that, but what I do know is that we're the two princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah. Yeah, we're back here for the last segment.
The last, final, set of final segment. Doodle-doo-doo. Doodle-doo-doo-doo. Did you ever listen to that song?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But is it Asia or Europe?
I think it's Asia.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Europe's ever put out anything, brought anything good to music, ever. So it has to be Asia.
Yeah, yeah.
Who brought us such wonders as K-pop Demon Hunters.
Did you see that?
No, have you?
No.
If you've seen K-pop Demon Hunters at home, please tell us if it's good. You know, you've seen us on the streets. You know where we are. Outside of liquor stores asking for change. So give us a change that comes with a good or bad movie review so we know whether or not it's a good or bad use of our time to explore. Because, like, sometimes you think that, you know, your opinion on a movie is unimportant. And for the most part it is, because A, it's an opinion, and B, it's about movies. But two unimportant things put together just need one more thing to become important. Because two lefts don't make a right, but three do. So two unimportant things aren't put together aren't good. But the third unimportant thing, which if you're giving me your review on the movie K-pop Demon Hunters, I become the third thing, and your review becomes important to me in telling me whether or not I spend my time.
Yeah, I think if you're gonna... Why do people recommend things to other people?
Hopefully, it's to help them... is to guide them in the proper uses of time. It's just, you know, it's to share your knowledge.
Or is it to show them that I have a good opinion?
I mean, I'd hope that the ego's not there behind that. Like, I mean, I only ever told you to watch Everything Everywhere All at Once at a time because you kept on not watching it and you needed to watch it.
Yeah. But
it wasn't.
But you told me. Thinking... You told me it's the best movie ever.
True, and it is.
Wouldn't have. But that's.
Tell
that's,
me when I'm telling lies.
But it's. I don't believe that.
Oh, you're so. It's okay to be.
I liked it though.
Yeah.
Now I don't. My opinion of that movie is not changed by your fervent devotion to it.
Yeah.
Your fervent devotion to it is worthwhile. It's a good film. If you had presented it as, there's this movie that I really like, I think you'd like it too, it wouldn't have changed how I feel about it.
No.
But I was going to say, maybe that's a way that people could present things. Yeah. I don't know if that makes a difference.
But if you don't go into it with fervent devotion, then it just becomes just another movie recommendation that... I ignore. Do you know how many people have told me I should watch this movie? And
right,
you know how many of those
right.
movies I haven't seen?
Right. So even if my mentality is totally based on spite towards you, I'm still going to check it out. You know?
Yeah.
These are real. Yeah. These are real things that I struggle with all the time. Am I basing my reactions on spite? Am I basing my reactions on like fairness? Like, well, that person did that, so I have to do that too. Or, you know what I mean? And yeah, and these are like things that I don't know what to do with except say, oh, I'm no better or no worse than anyone else. I'm not perfect. That's okay. But it's hard for some reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm like constantly just like reacting and... It is like, why?
Yeah, it's hard to reach that state of non-reaction.
I don't know. I want to get to the point where if I'm offering something, it's for, it's not, it's like there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
Not just, I need to say something right now.
Oh, yeah. It's so nice just to sit and sit.
Like when I gave the instructor about Gabor Mate today, yeah. I look back on that and you know what? I had a reason for it.
Yeah.
Because he's cool. He has a lot of good stuff to say. But when the only thing you're talking, when you're talking about addiction and the only thing you really show is a 2.5 minute from Gabor Mate, which had, who has a very specific viewpoint about it.
Yeah.
And there's a whole other aspect to it that you're not touching on. It could affect the way people interact with people who have addictions.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Totally.
So I was gonna hold myself back because I'm like, am I just saying something here because I need to say something? And that is the case.
Yeah.
At times.
Yeah. Totally.
You know? I just react. I gotta say something. But I look back on that and I have enough self awareness, hopefully. Where if I had just been a disturber in that moment, I think I would admit to that. But I can safely look back on that and say, I knew better than the instructor.
Yeah, because
if you're in a mandatory training for work, there's no other way to approach it than like that.
Yeah, find the ways that you are better than this dweeb who's getting paid to be at the front teaching you a subject.
And I'm sorry, Gabor Mate, but buying CDs is not the same as injecting meth.
Yeah. So stop trying to... So when a meth head comes to your little clinic and says, help me, doc, I'm addicted to meth, don't say, oh, I know exactly how you feel.
I couldn't stop buying classical music.
I bought like one or two records a week. Like, first of all, buying one or two records of classical music a week.
Like, okay, if he ended up homeless because he was buying like $10,000 a day worth of, you know what I mean?
Yeah. If he had to end up selling his CD player to buy more CDs. Then come back to me then, Gabor.
Yeah, you're still playing it in your Audi.
Yeah. 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 If you have to replace a CD deck and tune down to a tape player so that you could buy CDs. Ugh. Gabor Mate, you make me angry. Two princes do not condone the opinions of the two princes. If you know Gabor Mate and are going to talk to him about this, please don't. We are already embroiled in lawsuit after lawsuit from the words that come out of the two princes' mouths.
Yeah.
And the last thing we want is the sainted Gabor Mate to come at us with the knowledge that he got, that he gleaned, listening to Stravinsky and Wagner over the years, to come out with this team of lawyers, and you know that Malcolm Gladwell's on his side. And I don't want to face the army of...
The army of liberal, Democrat, intellectual, American doctor guys.
Yeah. Because you know what? I don't want those to be in a world where they feel like they are against me. I just want to be their friends.
Yeah, because they're... Yeah. You know where... Yeah.
It's not my fault that I've never had enough money to buy enough CDs to consider myself addicted to buying CDs. And I'm bitter about it. You don't think I want to buy CDs all the time? Of course I do. Everyone wants to buy music all the time. There's nothing better than spending money. Nothing better.
What are the two princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba?
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
Praise capitalism.
Good night.
Hi, I'm Zach. I'm a DIY DJ, and you can be one too. This is Listener Driven Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Broadcasting with a passion for community connection, live from the fourth and a half floor of the...